Thursday, March 13th. I've been dying to know what Brandon wanted to ask me. Almost a week had gone by, and he still hadn't mentioned it. Until today. In bio, he asked me to meet him at Fuzzy Friends after school tomorrow so we could talk. Even though I have a lot of stuff to do, I agreed. Then he smiled at me and blushed. And of course, I smiled back at him and blushed. It was so sweet. Just like at the sweetheart dance. Did I ever mention that something happened that night at the dance? No? OMG. Everything was so romantic. Just perfect. It was just like a Disney movie. You know, when the handsome prince is about to kiss the beautiful princess? Scoo-wee! As we dreamily gazed into each other's eyes, a giant magnet seemed to be pulling us together, closer and closer and closer, until... Stop! Mackenzie just came out of nowhere. Well, actually, that's not true. Right before Brandon and I were so rudely interrupted, I smelled the foulest, funkiest stench on the planet. And no, it was not Brandon's breath. It was the aroma of 100% pure, grade A dumpster juice. Stop! Where's my present? Screeched a furious Mackenzie. Her face was grimy, her hair was greasy, and her dress was covered in dark green slime. I've been digging around in that dumpster for an hour, and my necklace is not in there. Why did you lie to me? Do I look stupid to you? Well, I said, staring at the dirty toilet paper hanging around her neck, like a feather boa and the banana peel sliding down her forehead. Are you sure you want me to answer that question? Shut up, Maxwell! Look what you did to me, she screamed. This is a designer gown, identical to the one created for Taylor Swift. Now it's ruined! I just rolled my eyes at that girl. Please, can you say hashtag rich girl problems? That's when Mackenzie completely lost it. I hate you, Nikki Maxwell. I'm so angry. I could just... Ah! She shrieked and balled her fists. Then she got all up in my face. You might have won this battle, but the war is far from over. Then she attempted to sashay away on her broken platform heel. But it was more of a hobble, like click-thunk, click-thunk, click-thunk. Thank goodness she took that horrific smell with her. OMG, Brandon and I were so close to our first kiss. If only Mackenzie hadn't barged in and interrupted us like that. Unfortunately, the romantic mood quickly dissipated, but that dumpster stench lingered on and on. After the dance was over, Brandon walked me outside to the car. He told me he'd had a really great time. Then he said goodbye. But one day, our first kiss is really going to happen. I just know it. Scoo-wee!